Some games have the fancy names. Some contests feature teams that are about 50-50 in terms of their matchups. This one, you only have to travel about 12 miles for the rivalry between the Door College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. The Door College Defender women come into tonight's contest 9-10 overall, while the Northwestern Red Raiders are 10-7 and 4-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Our men's contest features a couple of teams right in the middle of the conference pack and trying to get a little separation, trying to get a little momentum going into the second half of the season. Good evening, everyone. From the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College in Orange City, my name's Mike Biker. As Door College and Northwestern renew their rivalry this evening, the Door College Defenders are coming off a win on Saturday over Nebraska Wesleyan, while Northwestern battled but end up on the short end of a 10-point decision to the nationally rated Concordia Bulldogs, the number three in the country, Concordia Bulldogs. Door College versus Northwestern. Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball right around the corner. Let's take a break, and I'm going to tell you what. We're going to leave it right here because it appears that having a little problem with an internet connection, so we'll keep it right here, and we will check in with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between these two teams. Had the opportunity to sit down with the coach earlier tonight, and here is what the coach had to say.
Sure. Let's talk with Coach Craig Steensman as the Door College Defenders get set to take on Northwestern Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. And, Coach, your team coming off a win over Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday, a much-needed win, and that vaults you into this week, taking on a Northwestern team this evening in Orange City.
Yeah, you know, we had a good comeback, and we were able to score pretty well and be aggressive and attack and get to the free throw line, so that was good. You know, Northwestern always presents a challenge. They're always very, very well coached, and they run the floor really hard. So, you know, we'll have to do a great job in a number of different areas to come out of here with a victory tonight.
Northwestern's record not as gaudy as years past. Do they still play at the pace that they have in years past?
They do. They still play probably as fast as you could ever, you know, see a team play in terms of college women. And their game against Concordia Saturday, both teams, it was a track meet, you know, and Northwestern didn't seem to mind that at all. So, you know, they probably don't have as many players that they play in the rotation as what they have, but they are very, very capable of scoring a lot of points quickly.
On Saturday, you went down with a very limited number of players. I see a few more in uniform today, one of those Ashley Williams, and I'm not going to say she's going to go for 20 points or anything for you, but just having her available for some minutes at guard, that can help you.
Yeah, Ashley definitely can help us, and we've seen her play well in GPAC games already as a freshman here, so I'm excited to have her back. And Teague Manis is also able to suit up tonight, so you know we at least can go and get somebody if we need to in terms of if somebody's dead tired. You know, Saturday pretty much our only option was to try really hard to get fouled or to call a timeout, but tonight we can maybe rotate Ashley in a little bit more and try to get her some minutes depending on the game situation. It's good to have numbers.
Pace of play, we talked about that with Northwestern. What do you do in response to that?
Well, we want to try to take our time and get a great shot every time. And, you know, they're going to try to dictate the pace just by trying to pressure us, trying to get a rebound and go out and run. So for us, we have to dictate the pace to have a chance to win.
Coach Craig Steensma breaking down the matchup between the Door College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. Both teams going through their warm-up paces right now. Northwestern down in front of me. I'm seated in the corner up in the balcony area of the Boltman Center in Orange City. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Northwestern 10-7 overall, 4-5 of the conference. Right now on the outside looking in terms of the conference race, they need to win some games to become a factor in conference play. On the Door College Defenders, they're right now 1-9 at the midpoint of the conference season, and the Door College Defenders need to get things rolling in order to try to make a run at the postseason, which goes to the top eight teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern started the season with a 4-4 mark. That was through a loss to Morningside on November 25. Since then, Chris Yaw's team is 6-3. With losses coming to Briarcliff 76-61, Drake 102-58, and Concordia on Saturday. Northwestern is outscoring teams 76.1 to 71.6. They outrebound teams 41.4 to 38.1. Raiders are making 45% of their shots from the field, limit opponents to 39.3% success. Northwestern gets to the free throw line about four times per contest, or about four times per contest more than foes, but is making just 63.2% of their free throws. Northwestern has forced 310 turnovers while committing 295 through 17 games. Karen Edelman scores 22.6 points per game. You might remember her as Karen Hudson. She got married this past summer, averages 6.1 rebounds per game. She's making 46.6% of her field goals. Edelman is 89 of 119 from the free throw line for 74.8% success. Paige O'Neill is the only other Raider in double figures with an 11.4 scoring average, and she takes in 4.7 rebounds, and she tops the team with 86 assists. Arianne Gazelle and Morgan Vandersloot average 8.9 and 7.1 points per game, respectively. Gazelle makes 68.7% of her field goals. The Defender women are 9-10 overall, 1-9 of the conference, 3-2 in their last five games. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. Dort's been outscored on average 72-68.5. They hold a 44.6 to 40.7 rebounding advantage. The Defenders make 38.9% of their field goals and allow 37.8% for opponents. Dort College has taken 343-point shots and has made 34.4% of those tries. Dort College has turned it over 449 times this season, while foes have committed 324. Dort's leading scorer is Abby Chapman with 14 points per game. Cassidy Vredevoet scores 9.3 points per contest. Back with more right after this. National anthem from the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern. Let's take a look at starting lineups, and let's begin with the Northwestern Red Raiders. They will start number 10, Paige O'Neill. O'Neill averaging 11.4 points per contest. Karen Edelman is a senior. She wears number 14, and she is averaging 22.6 points per contest. Number 15 is Renee Manneman. Manneman is a 5'5 freshman from Fonda, Iowa. Morgan Vandersloot wears number 20. She is a 5'9 junior from Storm Lake, Iowa, averaging 7.1 points per game. And number 41 is Arianne Gazelle, a 6-foot junior from Fremont, Nebraska, averaging 8.9 points per game. Northwestern is coached by Chris Yaw. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start this lineup. They will go with number 4, Kim Cruz. Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.9 points per game. Number 21 is Emily Newman. Newman is a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota. She is averaging 5.5 points per game. Number 22 is Abby Chapman. She's a junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 14 points per contest. Michael Hulse wears number 32. She's a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan. She is averaging 8.3 points per game. And Cassidy Vredevoet rounds out the starting lineup. She wears number 35. She is a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 9.3 points per game. Dort College is coached by Craig Steensma. He is assisted by Nick Miller, Bo Boer, and Matt Vandekamp. Northwestern is assisted by Deb Remedy Lusink, Chris Noctegal, and Mallory Kennard. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Just about set for basketball. Dort College in their black jerseys. White numbers trimmed out in gold. Northwestern in their home whites. And they have red numbers trimmed out in black. The Dort women, we talked about their top two leading scorers. Kim Cruz has been solid this year, averaging 8.9 points per game, coming off an 18-point outing in the win over Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. She also gets 7.0 rebounds per contest, and she has 35 assists in 13 games. Micah Hull scores 8.3 points per game. She leads the team in rebounding at 9.9. Robin Blunt comes off the bench to score 7.5 points per game. She also grabs 4 rebounds per contest. We are underway with basketball. Opening tap is controlled by the defenders and Vredeboad. Here come the defenders with the basketball. Kim Cruz hands it off to Chapman. Chapman to Vredeboad. Vredeboad in between the circles out front. Cassidy picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Newman. Newman with it at the free throw line. Back to Chapman. Chapman puts it on the floor hard. Drives into the lane. And she's going to be called for traveling. Our officials for tonight's contest, Royce Raniger, Chris Ehlers, and Brian Rump. With the basketball, Northwestern, they have their first offensive possession of the basketball game. They pass it over to Edelman. Edelman comes back right side, jumper on the way from the right wing by Paige O'Neill. And O'Neill takes the lid off of the bucket for Northwestern. They lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score, O'Neill. With the bucket from the right wing about 12 feet out. Dort College with the basketball. They feed it down low to Micah Holst. Holst with a left hand spins into the lane. It's up. It's good. Micah Holst with a little hook shot in the lane. Dumps it in from short range. Flips it up there and ties it up at 2-2. Northwestern basketball. Right wing. They pass it out front to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. Gets it back on the right wing. That's where she hit the shot from earlier. Pass goes back over to Morgan Vandersloot. Vandersloot puts it on the floor into the lane. Puts it up in traffic, shot no good, but she's fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So free throws on the way for Northwestern. Foul number one on Micah Hulse comes at the 18:52 mark of the contest. First free throw is up and good for Vandersloot. Vandersloot, a 62% free throw shooter. She makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw by Vandersloot. She drops that one clean through. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-2. 4-2 our score. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz comes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Scoops it up with the left hand. No good on the spinner in the lane. Rebound taken away by Edelman. Edelman with the basketball. Edelman up the floor with the ball. Reverses it back outside. 3 on the way. No good. That was missed by Edelman. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Long pass into the front court, Newman. Newman tries to feed it down low, and it's tipped away. And the Northwestern Red Raiders will play defense as Dort College inbounds left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in over the top was Chapman. Chapman gets it into Newman. Newman over to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key, comes back left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman lob pass over the top intended for Micah Holst, and it goes out of bounds untouched by the defenders. It will be Northwestern basketball on the turnover. So Northwestern forces a turnover, and the Dort College defenders trailing 4-2. Play defense for the basketball is Edelman. Edelman on the right side gets it over to O'Neill. O'Neill puts it on the floor. Jumper from 12. Left wing, no good. Right wing, that is, no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Holst. Holst got the box out. Dort College has a size advantage if they can take advantage of it. Kim Cruz racing the other way. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. No, they will say she was rebounding the basketball rather than putting the shot up. And the Dort College defenders will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it underneath to Newman. Newman loses the handle on it. Picked up by Vredeboad. Passes it back over to Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman on the right wing. Dumps it down low for Holst. Holst spins with the right hand. Up and good. Micah Holst ties it up at 4-4. Two teams exchanging points. 17:30 left to play in the first half. With it on the left wing is Edelman. Edelman with the basketball. She gives it up to O'Neill. O'Neill well beyond the three-point line. Comes back left side. 3 on the way is up. Three-point basket is good for Vandersloot. Vandersloot with 5 points, and Northwestern opens up a 7-4 advantage. 7-4 our score. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it over to Vredeboad. Vredeboad with it on the right wing. Got bumped on the play by Vandersloot. Dort College. Cruz dumps it underneath for Holst. Holst off of the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern and Manaman. Manaman passes it ahead to O'Neill. O'Neill racing up the floor. Lays it up with the right hand. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim comes up the floor. She's across the timeline. High dribble with the left hand. Comes down to the baseline. Stops short corner right side. Dumps it to the cutter. Vredeboad. Vredeboad gets a step. Her shot too strong. No good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Dort College has gotten shots, but they haven't converted. Northwestern racing the other way. Again, a coast-to-coast Drive by O'Neill. She misses the layup, but she gets the steal on the outlet pass. She'll let traffic clear. She'll reset the offense. O'Neill with the basketball. Gives it over to Manneman. Manneman left side to Vandersloot. Vandersloot back to O'Neill. O'Neill right wing. O'Neill gives it off to Vandersloot. Vandersloot to Edelman. Edelman with it on the wing. Edelman back over to Vandersloot. Vandersloot driving in. Off-balance shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Newman. Dort College with the basketball. Neither team able to make their short shots. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz picks up her dribble. Dort College trailing 7-4 with the basketball. Chapman. Chapman out front. Thinks about the three. Decides against it. Bredevo to high-low pass. Gets the dump down low to Hulst. Hulst has it blocked. And the rebound is taken away by Northwestern. Up and running, Manneman. Manneman gives left side over to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill gives it off left side, now gets three-turn pass. It's on the right side, Manneman. Manneman to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. She gives it up to Gazelle. Gazelle with the ball. Into the lane. Spinner by Edelman. No good. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Hulst. Micah Hulst clears it out, gives it off to Kim Cruz. Three players waiting at the bench for both teams. Three for Dort, three for Northwestern. Kim Cruz has the basketball on the right side. Cruz picks up her dribble, dumps it inside for Bredevode, puts it on the floor with a left hand, switches over to the right for the shot, and she cuts it down to a one-point ball game at 7-6. 7-6 our score. Right side pass comes to Manneman. Manneman with the basketball, O'Neill. O'Neill swings it. Into the lane is Edelman. Edelman is called for traveling. Travel violation called on Northwestern, and the Dort College defenders will have the basketball back. Robin Blunt inbounding the ball, gets it in to Ashley Williams. Ashley Williams will bring it up. Dort College trailing by a point. They have a player open underneath. That's Shea DeAger. DeAger runner in the lane. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Northwestern. Red Raiders up and running. O'Neill. O'Neill up the floor. Stops at the free throw line. Feeds the trailer. Edelman. Edelman fouled on the play. Edelman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul charge to Dort College. Foul's going to go on Ashley Williams, I believe. Williams, the freshman, who was held out of play the last couple of games. First free throw, no good. Paige Ingbers checks in. Newman checks out. More free throws on the way for number 14, Karen Edelman. Edelman makes the second free throw, so she goes 1-for-2. And the Dort College defenders trail 8-6. Williams with the basketball. Williams up the floor, left side Robin Blunt. Blunt reverses Angbers. Angbers, right side Bredevode. Bredevode, 14-footer for the tie, no good. Rebound controlled by O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill up the floor. She's going to sprint right to the free throw line again. Kicks it out to Whitney Vandermonten. Vandermonten thinks about the drive and then comes back out with it. Comes back left side to Edelman. Edelman, O'Neill, O'Neill, Edelman, Edelman left wing. Edelman fires it underneath, and Robin Blunt tipped it before it went out of bounds. It will be Northwestern basketball. Manneman is in. Paige O'Neill checks out. Still plenty of seats available for tonight's contest. Starting to fill in a little bit, but there's still plenty of seating. Jumper from the free throw line for Edelman is good. She knocks down the straight-on shot, and the defenders trail 10-6. Williams dribbles up to the half-court stripe, now gets it across the timeline to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball, reverses it to Ingbers. Ingbers with the ball. Ingbers right side to Blunt. Blunt splits the defense. Comes to a jump stop, and they call her for a travel. A jump stop by Blunt. They call her for the travel. Now the long pass over the top. Northwestern gets the beats Dort College back. And Claudia Larson gets the two-point shot to go, and the defenders trail at 12-6. Right side, Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt to Ingbers. Ingbers with it on the right side. Page with the basketball. Gives it up to Williams out front. Northwestern in a 1-2-2 zone defense. Comes back over to Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Right side it goes. Ingbers. Ingbers feeds down low to DeAger. DeAger tries to find Bredevode. It's taken away by Northwestern. Claudia Larson came up with a loose basketball. Karen Edelman passes into the corner. Three-pointer is no good. Fails to draw iron. Vandermonten comes up with the offensive rebound, feeds it off to Larson, and Larson is fouled in the process. And I don't believe it will be a shot situation here. It'll be Northwestern inbounding the basketball. Northwestern to throw it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in to Larson. Larson tries to dump it off, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern gets the ball back. Northwestern leads 12-6. 12:51 left to play in the first half. Pretty fast-moving first half of play, and we've got an offensive foul called on the inbounds play. Foul's going to go on Katie Kuiper. Kuiper whistled for the personal with 12:51 left to go in the first half. Pass goes to Williams. Williams, middle of the floor, to Engbers. Engbers on the left wing. Engbers back to Williams. Dort College hasn't scored in a while. Engbers on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Goes high post. Blunt. Blunt puts it on the floor. Micah Hulse tracks it down right corner. She feeds it back out front. Newman. Newman to Engbers. Engbers at the top of the key. Engbers goes over to Williams. Williams shot blocked by Blunt. Rebound Blunt. Blunt puts it up off the glass. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Claudia Larson. Larson feeds it ahead to Vandermonten. Vandermonten saves it in, but right to Micah Hulse. Hulse turns, gives to Engbers. Engbers across half court. Paige Engbers with the basketball. Paige picks it up right side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball back over to Engbers. Engbers to Newman. Newman back to Engbers. Engbers at the top of the key. Paige passes right side to Newman. Newman swing passed over the top. Williams, 12 to shoot. Blunt. And a 3 seconds in the lane violation called on the defenders. I'm not sure if that was on Robin Blunt near the free throw line or if it was on Micah Hulse down on the block. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Northwestern with a basketball shot partially blocked by Michael Hulst on the shot from the top of the key. By Paige O'Neill, here comes Dort College. Cruz. Cruz sets, fires, three, too strong, no good. Tap out by Michael Hulst, but it goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It will be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern gets it out of bounds with 11:33 remaining in this first half. Northwestern 12, Dort College 6. With the basketball, Gazelle. Gazelle to O'Neill. O'Neill with the ball. O'Neill gives it up to Kuiper. Kuiper right side. Swing pass left side goes to O'Neill. O'Neill at the free throw line. She comes back right side, Gazelle. Gazelle with it. Right wing. Three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound goes long. It's taken down by Williams. Ashley Williams races after it deep in the corner right in front of the Dort College bench opposite me. Pass inside intended for Michael Hulse. Tipped and controlled by Northwestern. Raiders up and running with it. Right hand, left side. Good for Katie Kuiper. Kuiper with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 14-6. Dort College has been outscored 10-2 since it was 4-4. 2.5 minutes into the contest. Let's take a break. Timeout, Dort College.
Organ donation is the gift of life. Now you can save your own life by agreeing to donate your organs when you die. How? Join LifeSharers. It's free. Visit LifeSharers.org or call 888-ORGAN-88. LifeSharers puts organ donors first. As a member, this could save your life. Join LifeSharers today. It's free. Call 888-ORGAN-88 or visit LifeSharers.org.
3 tours driving Humvees in Afghanistan.
12 years flying choppers.
When my sister came back from her last tour in Afghanistan, she didn't want to talk about it, but she knew I was there to listen.
Sometimes my husband still has difficult memories. They can be overwhelming. With the Veterans Crisis Line, I know where to turn when we need support.
I made the call and got support for my sister.
The Veterans Crisis Line is here for all veterans and their loved ones. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Defenders trail 14-6. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Kim Cruz with the basketball out front. Cruz passes it off to Williams. Williams with the ball, gives it up Newman. Newman left side, Cruz. Cruz into the corner, Chapman. Chapman feeds it high post, gives it up to Hulse. Back outside, Chapman. Chapman, three, good. York College gets Abby Chapman a look at a three-pointer for the first time tonight, and she knocks it down. Defenders trail 14-9. Northwestern basketball. They pass it left side to Gazelle. Gazelle to O'Neill. O'Neill hard with the right hand. Throws it up off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball. Gives it up to Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Kim with the basketball. Double team. Gets it away. Chapman. Chapman underneath to Hulst. Hulst travels with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to Northwestern. 10:06 remaining. We're at the midpoint of this first half. York College used a timeout moments ago, came out of the timeout and got a good shot. That was a three-point basket by Abby Chapman. Northwestern basketball. They give it up to Vandersloot. Vandersloot down to the block. Gives it up to Gazelle. Gazelle down on the baseline. Gazelle back outside to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill on the left side. O'Neill comes back right side to Manaman. Manaman with the basketball. Manaman back to Vandersloot. Vandersloot scoops it up in the lane, and she's bailed out. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. She got in a little too deep, forced to chuck up a bad shot, and got fouled on the process. Foul called on Dort College and Abby Chapman. So Dort College did a lot of things right on that possession, but just a little too aggressive on the poor shot attempt. And the free throw's on the way for Northwestern. And Vandersloot. Vandersloot makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. She already has 6 points, well on her way to her season average of 7.1 points per game. Second free throw is up and through as well. So Morgan Vandersloot with 7 points. And the defenders trail 16-9. Ashley Williams with the basketball. Williams with it on the right wing. Picks up her dribble, passes over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the right side. Chapman back to the right elbow. Comes back to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz in between the circles out front. Kim with the basketball, looking for a screen from Hulst. Gets a screen, drives left side, and a reach in called against Northwestern. That's going to be on Manaman. Manaman whistled for the personal with 9:21 remaining in this first half. A low-scoring first half of basketball. Northwestern comes in averaging right at 77 points per game. Dort College averaging a little under that. They're at 69 points per outing. Abby Chapman to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. A 7-point difference. Northwestern in front. Chapman gets it into Hulst. Hulst on the left wing. Fires it back over to Chapman. Chapman spins down to the baseline. Nothing there. Out over to Cruz. Cruz with it at the point. Cruz will back up. Man-to-man defense applied by Northwestern, it appears. With the right side, Newman. Newman spins it off for Hulst. Hulst puts it in the lane. Spins with the right hand. Layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Shooting percentage for Dort College is going to be low here in the first half unless they can get on track. They've gotten decent shots, many of them in the paint, but just unable to convert. Pass goes to Gazelle. Gazelle into the lane, might have traveled with it. Shot off of the bottom of the rim, rebound controlled by Hulst. Hulst back over to Cruz. Cruz left side, Newman. Newman has a lane to the basket, lays it up with the left hand, and good. Hung on the rim, looked like it was going to slip out, but then it drops through, and Dort College trails 16-11, 8:30 left to play. First half of action, Dort College trying to get on track offensively. So far it's been a defensive struggle. Northwestern with the ball, left side to Edelman. Edelman has been held in check thus far. Gives to Manaman. Manaman gets the return pass now, 17-footer left elbow, good. Manaman with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 18-11. Dort basketball, Kim Cruz. Cruz with it. Shovels it off to Vredevoet. Vredevoet stops at the free throw line. Back to Cruz. Cruz double teamed as she put it on the floor into the lane. It's stripped away. O'Neill comes up with it. Gives it off. And a travel called on Karen Edelman as Edelman fails to put it on the floor first. It will be Dort College basketball. Substitutes checking in. The lineup for Dort College right now, their original starting five of Chapman, Cruz, Newman, Hulst, and Vredevoet. For Northwestern, they are countering with O'Neill, Edelman, Vandermotten, Gazelle, and the fifth player is Vandersloot. Right side, Vredevoet. Vredevoet, free throw line, spins with the right hand, gets around the defensive player, lays it up, good. Cassidy Bredebode with 4 points. Dort College trails 18-13. 18-13, our score, Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with it at the top of the key. Vandersloot dumps it down low for Gazelle. Gazelle back out front, Vandermonten. Vandermonten with the basketball. Step beyond the three-point line. Gets the return pass now to Vandermonten. Vandermonten will fire up the 22-footer. Too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. 7-10 remaining, first half. Cruz driving in. Puts it up with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound tap out by Hulse, controlled by Northwestern and Edelman. Edelman with the basketball. Edelman picks up her dribble. Looks, feeds the trailer. O'Neal, hard into the lane, nothing there. Back over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten at the top of the key, left side. Three on the way is up, no good by O'Neal. Controlled by Dort College on the rebound, that's Hulst. Hulst to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz with the ball in between the circles. Kim has it at the top of the key. She passes right side to Chapman. Chapman with the ball, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. It's going to go on Northwestern and Paige O'Neal. O'Neal whistled for the personal with 6:31 left to play. 6:31 left to play, first half. Dort College trailing Northwestern 18-13. Ball's inbound to Chapman, 17-footer right side, good. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 18-15, so Dort College fighting their way back into this contest. Northwestern with the basketball, driving baseline, losing the handle on it. Cassidy Bredebode comes away with it after Claudia Larson mishandled it. She drove baseline, had a chance, but then gives it away. Abby Chapman back on the other end, and another travel violation called on the defenders. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College on defense, Northwestern with the lead and the basketball. Left wing, Northwestern basketball, drives in, and drawing the contact is Claudia Larson. Larson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. The question is, who will that foul go against for Dort College? 18-15, our score. First free throw, not good. Another one on the way. Second free throw, short, no good. Claudia Larson, a 48% free throw shooter, so she struggles from the free throw line. She misses both that time, and Dort College faces the 1-2-2 zone defense. Right side Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman back over to Cruz. Cruz, right side Chapman. Chapman, three for the lead. Got it. For the tie. Eight point night so far for Chapman. Chapman knots it at 5:25 left in the first half. So Dort College battling back from what was a 16-9 deficit. Northwestern basketball, Vandermonten. Vandermonten with it on the right wing. Vandermonten swings it left side. Northwestern basketball. Eight to shoot. Raiders with it. Edelman drives the lane, puts it up, blocked by Blunt. And the rebound controlled by Robin Blunt. Here comes Dort College. Left side Chapman. Thought about the three, decides against it. Blunt at the point for Dort College. Right side it goes to Cruz. Cruz with the ball back over to Robin. Robin tries to dump it down low. And the ball is kicked by Northwestern. Dort College will get the ball back with 19 seconds on the shot clock. 4:48 left to play in the first half. Inbounding the basketball is Blunt. Blunt throws it in over the top for Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball in between the circles. Cruz looking left for Blunt. Now goes right instead over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman gives it up to DeAger. DeAger dumps it for Chapman. Four to shoot. DeAger will have to shoot. No good. Offensive rebound tapped, and we've got a foul called on the play against Northwestern, I believe. Foul's going to go on Paige O'Neal with 4:30 left to play in the first half. A fast-moving first half of play. Dort College gets it inbounded. Blunt passes over to Cruz. Cruz right side Chapman. Chapman comes to a stop. Feeds it down low. DeAger. Shea DeAger. Two-point basket. Good. Dort College leads it 20-18. 20-18 our score since the timeout by Dort College. The defenders have outscored Northwestern 11-4. Northwestern basketball. Out front with it is Edelman. Edelman in between the circles. Picks up her dribble. Passes left side to Katie Kuiper. Northwestern with the ball, O'Neal. O'Neal at the free throw line and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College, Northwestern ball. And Chris Yaw might want a timeout. It's Dort College basketball. They signaled Dort College. Now they have the possession arrow pointed to Northwestern. And Northwestern's going to use a timeout. Coach Chris Yaw wants a timeout to talk things over. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading Northwestern 20-18. Dort College enjoying their first lead of the basketball game. Red Raiders inbound. They get it in to Karen Edelman. Edelman with the ball. Edelman passes left side. Gets the return pass. Two-point basket is good. She's got 5 points, and we're knotted at 20. 3:44 remaining in the first half. In the backcourt with it is Cruz. Cruz, three players around her. Passes ahead to Blunt. It's tipped. Cruz comes up with it. Cruz will now reset the offense. Kim with the basketball. Goes right side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Cruz. Cruz on the left wing. Kim with the basketball. Goes left side over to Robin Blunt. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back to Robin Blunt. Fakes left. Goes right. Shot is up. Short. No good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern and Claudia Larson. Larson has it tipped away from behind. Blunt with the basketball. Robin Blunt passes it ahead to Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz passes back to Chapman. Tied up 20-20. 3:05 remaining in this contest, in this first half. Northwestern with the basketball. Steele driving in. Edelman layup good. Edelman with 7 first half points, and the defenders trail 22-20. Cruz with the basketball again in the backcourt. Kim picks up her dribble. Kim at midcourt, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. Timeout, Dort College, 2:47 remaining. Back with more after
this. The Dort College atmosphere is one that challenges your learning, grows you spiritually, and provides numerous athletic opportunities. I am Dort College defender Emily Newman, and as a student athlete, I'm experiencing quality education while playing the sport I love. I have built strong relationships with my classmates, teammates, and professors, and have been challenged both spiritually and academically. If you are interested in learning more about my school, I invite you to visit dort.edu.
Dort College trails 22-20 with a basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Pass left side goes over to Chapman. Chapman swing pass over the top, Williams. Williams with the basketball, gets a step, tries to split the defense, and it's taken away by Northwestern and Vandermonten. Vandermonten goes left side over to Kuiper. Kuiper to Vandermonten. Vandermonten high arcing three, missed it, no good. Rebound, though, tipped and controlled by Manaman. Manaman with the basketball. Manaman passes right side to Larson. Larson with the ball. Larson puts it on the floor into the lane. Nothing there. Kick out Vandermonten. Vandermonten in the lane. Tries to kick it back outside, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It will be Dort College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Emily Newman with the basketball passes over to Williams. Ashley Williams gets the return pass. She's at the top of the key. Left side pass goes to Chapman. Chapman to Williams. Williams gives it up. Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the ball. Bredevoet has it stripped. Turnover starting to mount. Edelman pull up jumper left side. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound controlled by Williams. Williams with the basketball. Ashley with it right side. Lob pass goes down low. Intended for Dort College's Micah Holst. And the ball is loosed and picked up by Northwestern. So another turnover by the defenders. 1:25 remaining first half. Be something if Dort College could get into halftime with a tie or a lead. And just making that tougher is Edelman. Edelman makes a 17-footer from straight on. She's got nine. And Northwestern leads at 24-20. Pass through the lane, tipped and controlled by Northwestern. No. Whitney Vandermotten lost it on the baseline after tapping it away. So it will be Dort College with the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. She'll throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College trailing 24-20 with 1:07 left to go in the half. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it on the right side, gives it underneath Bredevoet. Bredevoet kick out pass to Chapman, and she throws it away. Turnover, Dort College. Northwestern gets the basketball back. Throwing it in front of the bench will be Northwestern. And it's triggered in by Katie Kuiper. Kuiper gives it up to Manneman. Manneman with the basketball to Vandermotten. Vandermotten with it on the right wing. Vandermotten gives it up to Kuiper. Kuiper at the top of the key to Manneman. Manneman with a right hand. Tries to pass it out. It's tipped and taken away by Bredevoet. 38 seconds left to go. Chapman up the floor. Stops on the right side. Passes to Cruz. Cruz thought about the three. Dort College very deliberate on offense. Here's Newman. Newman into the lane. She loses it on the way up. Missed shot. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Manneman passes left side. Vandermotten. Vandermotten gives it up. And the ball is tipped. A sloppy game. 12 seconds left. Edelman turns it over. Here comes Cruz. Cruz splits the defense. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Kim Cruz with her first field goal. 4 seconds left in the half. Northwestern coming back the other way. Vandermotten lets fly. It's too high. No good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Northwestern 24, Dort College 22. Back with more after this. 24-22, the Dort College Defenders trail Northwestern at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball game. How did we arrive at this point? We were tied at 2. We were tied at 4. Northwestern opened up a 14-6 lead. Dort College called a timeout. Out of the timeout, Abby Chapman hit a three-point basket to cut the lead down to 14-9. And we eventually saw the lead evaporate for Northwestern. It ends up as an 18-18 tie with 5:25 left to go in the first half. Dort College took their only lead of the first half at 20-18. We had another tie at 20 all with 3:44 remaining. And we get to the locker room. Our score, Northwestern 24, Dort College 22. Not a sharply played game by either team this evening. In the first half, we'll see if Dort College is able to recover. And both teams are able to recover and play it a little more cleanly. It'll be interesting to see how many turnovers there are for both teams when we get the win and if we get the halftime statistics. Dort College led unofficially by Abby Chapman with 8 points. Karen Edelman, 9 for Northwestern. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more at halftime.
The first two letters in our name.
Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College, 10 of 25 from the floor, 40%, 2 for 4 on threes, 50%. Dort College did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Dort College was hindered by 15 turnovers. They did hold a 17-13 rebounding edge at halftime. Northwestern, 9 for 24 from the floor, 37.5%. 1 for 7 on threes for 14.3%. 5 of 8 from the free throw line for 62.5%. Northwestern had 10 turnovers in the first half of play. Dort College was led by Abby Chapman's 8 points, 4 each from Micah Holst and Cassidy Bredevoet, 2 each for Kim Cruz, Emily Newman, and Shea DeAger. For Northwestern, 9 points for Karen Edelman, 7 for Morgan Vandersloot, 2 each for Katie Kuiper, Claudia Larson, Paige O'Neill, and Renee Manneman. Rebounds, Micah Holst had a team-high 5 rebounds. Emily Newman had 3. for Northwestern. Three rebounds for Renee Manaman, and four other players have two rebounds each. Two assists for Kim Cruz for the defenders. Two steals for Cassidy Vredevoad. For Northwestern, two steals each for Paige O'Neill and Karen Edelman, and another two steals for Whitney Vandermont. In all, of Dort College's 15 turnovers, eight of them came via steals. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more at halftime right after this. We're at halftime. The Dort College defenders trailing Northwestern 24-22. The Dort College defenders trailing most of this contest, but tying it up at 2-4, 18-20. They led briefly at 20-18. That came with about 4.5 minutes left to go in the first half. We get to halftime, 24-22, Northwestern in front. Coming up this Saturday, Dort College basketball finally back at home. The defenders hosting the Doan College Tigers. Great Plains Athletic Conference action. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear the game on KDCR. And then next Wednesday, Dort College on the road to Yankton, South Dakota to face the Mount Marty Lancers. That's what's coming up this week on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. Women's basketball, halftime or near halftime. Mount Marty leads Dakota Wesleyan at Lady Semple Arena in Yankton, 40-28. Hastings leads Midland, 33-28. That's a game being played in Fremont. And Doan is on the road with Nebraska Wesleyan and Lincoln. And right now, the Doan College Tigers lead Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play at halftime, 40-30. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another time out and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Cassidy Vredevoad with the basketball, drives hard to the hoop, lays it up with the right hand, can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Morgan Vandersloot with 19:46 remaining. Free throws on the way for Vredevoad. Vredevoad with 4 points. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another free throw on the way as she tries to tie it up at 24-all. Vredevoad's second free throw is up and good. We're tied 24-all. Our second tie, our first tie of the second half, our fifth of the basketball game, and it comes with 19:44 remaining in regulation. So far, the pace of this game has favored Dort College. Left side pass, O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball around to Gazelle. Gazelle goes right side, Vandersloot. Vandersloot with the ball. Vandersloot gives it up, O'Neill. O'Neill with it right side. From the horde, O'Neill. O'Neill at the free throw line, comes back right side, Gazelle. Gazelle shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Chapman. Chapman ahead to Cruz. Here comes Dort College with a basketball and a chance to retake the lead. Newman with the ball at the free throw line. Spins, puts up the jumper. Off the heel, no good. A rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. Hulst to Vredevoad. Vredevoad on the right wing. She passes it back over to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman on the right wing. Comes back over to Cruz. Kim Cruz puts it on the deck. Hard with the right hand. Stops. Puts it up. Too strong off the glass. Gathers up the rebound. Her second chance shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Northwestern. O'Neill across half court. Stops at the free throw line. Feeds the trailer. Three on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. On the miss shot by Vandersloot. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz back over to Chapman. Chapman, three ball from the top of the key. Good. Abby Chapman with 11 points, and the defenders lead at 27-24. Dort College basketball, Manaman. Northwestern basketball, left side. This is Edelman with the basketball. Dort College with their biggest lead of the contest, 27-24 on the Chapman three-point basket. Shot in the lane is no good by Edelman. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman across half court. Abby Chapman feeds it over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Lobs it underneath for Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Hulst spin move with the left hand, and she's going to be called for traveling. Well, the defenders hanging around in this contest early on and now have taken a lead at 27-24, 17:55 left to play in the contest. Northwestern basketball. They pass left side, get the return pass out front. Paige O'Neill. Shot in the lane is no good. Rebound controlled by Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. She's got her on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Tries to feed it on the back door to Chapman. Chapman instead was breaking out to the wing. And the Dort College defenders turn it over. Well, if Dort College can cut down on their turnovers and keep the pace of the game to their favor, they've got a shot. Karen Edelman with it on the right side. They pass it over to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball, short jumper from 10, good. O'Neill narrows the gap to 27-26. So far, Dort College executing their game plan in terms of pace of play brilliantly. Just have to get a few more shots off from the floor. Vredevode passes it to Newman. Newman at the top of the key. Hard with the right hand. Into the lane. Hesitates. Her shot spins off. No good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Here comes O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill, head full of steam, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Paige O'Neill with 6 points, and the defenders trail 28-27. Northwestern scores on back-to-back buckets. Cruz picks up her dribble. Passes over to Newman. Newman looks down low for Micah Hulst, and Hulst is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Northwestern and Claudia Larson. She and Micah Hulst got tangled up, and Claudia Larson gets whistled for the personal foul. From my vantage point, that one could have gone either way. Dort College gets a break. They feed it underneath to Robin Blunt, and Robin Blunt is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Northwestern. That's going to go against Whitney Vandermont, and as she holds Blunt to try and keep up with her. 16:37 left to play in this ball game. Robin Blunt with a basketball on the elbow. Passes it to Williams, and Williams turns it over. She traveled before she moved her feet before she could get the ball on the deck. Northwestern gets the basketball back. Paige O'Neill. O'Neill with it in between the circles. O'Neill has it on the right side. She passes it back over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten to O'Neill. O'Neill at the free throw line. Hesitates. Drives right hand. Count the hoop, and she's fouled. And O'Neill has scored 6 points now for Northwestern, all in the second half. And Northwestern can take a four-point lead, leading 30-27, pending the free throw. So O'Neill, a 63% free throw shooter with 8 points, all on field goals, steps up and completes the three-point play. Dort College trails 31-27. Dort College basketball, Williams. Williams with it on the right side, picks up her dribble. She feeds it left side over to Vredevode. Vredevode at the top of the key. Vredevode to Kuiper. Kuiper forces her to pass it back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the right hand, drops it off for DeAger, and DeAger unable to hang on to it. Turnover, Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with a chance to expand the lead. They lead by four. They've led by as many as eight tonight. That came at 14-6, and Dort College responded with a run after that. O'Neill into the lane, quickly up the floor with a right-hand shot, no good, in front of the basket. Her shot rims off, no good, but a tie-up on the ensuing play. And Northwestern will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Northwestern gets the ball into Edelman. Edelman jumper, right baseline, not good. Rebound cleared by Hulst. Hulst over to Williams. Williams into the front court. Ashley Williams hesitates. Her right hand, with the right hand dribble, kicks it back over to Newman. Newman to Blunt. Blunt on the left wing. Blunt nothing there. Back over to Newman. Newman back to Blunt. Blunt on the left side. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Jump stop, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation on the defenders, and Dort College just not getting enough shots off from the floor here in recent history. They trail 31-27. Right with it is O'Neill. O'Neill, layup with the right hand, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball. Holst gives it up. Passes it right back to Blunt. Blunt underneath to Holst. Holst facing up 12 feet from the basket. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Micah Holst with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 31-29. Northwestern coming back the other way. Driving in. Nothing there for Vandermonten. Around the horn they go. Three-pointer off the front of the iron. No good by Northwestern's Katie Kuiper. Here comes Dort College. Williams will walk it up. Defenders trailing by a deuce. 14:44 remaining. Dort College keeping the score on pace to be in the 50s or 60s rather than the 70s or 80s. Michael Holst for the basketball on the left side. Defenders trail by two. 31-29. Newman into the lane. Hesitates, puts it up, and lowers her shoulder and gets fouled on the play. Foul called on Vandermonten, and that is number two on her with 14:28 left to go in for the ball game. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. 31-all. As Dort College ties it on a pair of free throws by Emily Newman. Newman with 4 points. Northwestern basketball. Katie Kuiper reverses it back out front. Three on the way by Northwestern, and Micah Holst comes away with the long rebound. With it is Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams with it on the left wing. Williams passes to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Gets it down low for Holst. Holst puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Renee Manneman. Manneman with the basketball. Manneman passes it off left side to Katie Kuiper. Kuiper to Vandermonten. Vandermonten with the basketball. Vandermonten gives it up. Manneman. Manneman underneath with the left hand. Layup is good on the two-point basket by Larson. Larson reverses with the left hand. And the defenders trail 33-31. Williams to Newman. Newman wraps it back over to Holst. Holst in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Red Raiders coming up with it. Manneman. Manneman one hands it right side back over to Edelman. Edelman misses it. Now with it is Vandermonten. Vandermonten will set the offense. She passes right side, gets the pass into the lane. Edelman. Edelman puts it up, blocked by Holst, out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Dort College trailing 33-31. It will be Northwestern basketball. Throwing it in is Manneman. Manneman with the basketball. Manneman gives it off to Edelman. Edelman shot in the lane. She can't get it. Rebound taken away by DeAger, middle of the lane. 13 minutes left to go in this contest. Comes back to Williams. Williams in the lane. Forces it up. Shot not good. Rebound taken away by Manneman. Manneman coming back the other way. Manneman with the lead and the basketball. Northwestern pass left side. Two-pointer on the way for Kuiper is good. Katie Kuiper, left wing from about 12 feet, and the defenders trail it 35-31. Kim Cruz with the right hand from the left side, unable to finish, but a foul on the play called on Whitney Vandermonten. Vandermonten has just picked up her third personal foul with 12:36 left to go in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Cruz makes the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. 3 points for Cruz. Dort College can narrow the gap to two. Second free throw is up and good. So the Dort College defenders hanging around, trailing 35-33. Northwestern with the basketball. Jumper right wing. Short, no good. Rebound tapped out by Robin Blunt. She was able to tap it away from Renee Manneman. Williams coming back the other way in traffic with the left hand. Her shot not good. Rebound taken away by Gazelle. Ariane Gazelle. Pass left side, and it's tipped away by Abby Chapman. It will be Northwestern basketball on the sideline. ...35-33, Northwestern leading by two over the Dort College defenders. Inbounding the basketball will be Northwestern's Karen Edelman. Edelman to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball, top of the key. She goes right side, Manaman. Manaman gives it up, O'Neill. O'Neill to Edelman. Edelman, left elbow jumper, good. She's got 11 points. Northwestern back in front by four, 37-33, 11:50 remaining. Vredevoet with the basketball comes back over to Blunt. Blunt to Cruz. Cruz lobs inside Vredevoet. Vredevoet kick out pass Cruz. Cruz trying to narrow it to one, unable to do so. Shea Dieger, though, the offensive rebound and the putback, no good. Rebound controlled by Gazelle. Gazelle with the basketball. She gives it up Manaman. Manaman at the top of the key. Back over to Edelman. Edelman, 12-footer, left side, good. Karen Edelman with 13, and Northwestern has opened up a 6-point lead, 39-33. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Kelly Newman to throw the ball in for the North College defenders. Defenders trail by 6, 39-33. Kim Cruz with the basketball. She's got it near midcourt. Stops, throws it over to Newman. Northwestern showing a half-court trap. Dort College gets through it. They pass it off to Vredevoet. Vredevoet muscles it up and down. McCassidy Vredevoet with 8 points. Dort College breaks the run by Northwestern. Dort College trails by four, 39-35. Northwestern basketball, 11 minutes left to go in regulation. Right side pass to Larson. They feed it underneath. Shot is up. Good. Count the hoop on the cut into the lane. That's Renee Manaman. Manaman got fouled on the play as she cut into the lane, got the ball, got fouled, and she goes to the free throw line trying to extend the lead to seven and does with a made free throw. 42-35, she completes the three-point play. Dort College trailing 42-35. They've trailed by as many as eight. Vredevoet gets the ball after Dort College breaks the press. Vredevoet at the top of the key, Newman. Newman to Blunt. Blunt baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good there for the rebound and the putback. Hulse no good. A battle underneath. Robin Blunt unable to finish on the short shot. And it's tapped out of bounds by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern battles underneath and they surrendered some offensive rebounds, but Dort College was unable to finish. And the Red Raiders get the basketball back with a chance to build on a 7-point lead. Dort College needs a stop. Right side with the basketball is Larson. Larson's pass is tipped. It's controlled by Northwestern near midcourt. They've got 15 to shoot. Pass left side to Manaman. Manaman, around the horn they go. Right side, Edelman. Edelman, long two. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Dort College with a chance to cut into the 7-point lead. 42-35, our score. Vredevoet with the basketball. She passes over to Newman. Newman with a deep left corner. Emily Newman with the basketball. She comes back over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman feeds it underneath Hulst. Hulst shot, no good. Can't get it to go. Short range. Rebound controlled by Larson. Larson gives it off to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill back over to Edelman. Edelman to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill right side to Larson. And her pass is tipped and taken away by Dort College. Dort College now with a chance again to cut into the 7-point lead, 42-35. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it on the right side. Splits the defense. Puts it up, and the shot is blocked by Northwestern. Now Vredevoet, 15-footer, left it short, no good. Rebound deflected and taken by Paige O'Neill. 9 minutes left to go in this contest. Northwestern leads 42-35. Northwestern with the basketball, O'Neill. O'Neill goes right side, Manaman. Manaman gives it back to O'Neill. Underneath, shot is up and good. 2-point basket for Karen Edelman. She's got 15. And the defenders trail by their largest margin, 44-35. Dort College with three timeouts remaining. We're at the 8:37 mark of this contest. Michael Hulse fires it outside. Kim Cruz. Cruz three, missed it, no good. Rebound tip. Bredevoet comes up with it. Her shot can't go. Rebound tipped and controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern up with it. O'Neill. O'Neill into the front court. Paige O'Neill is fouled on the play by Kim Cruz. And that foul comes before the shot attempt. That is team foul number three on the defenders in this half. Inbounding the basketball will be Paige O'Neill for Northwestern. Dort College, well, Northwestern, I believe, wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Red Raiders. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Or Values Matter member, FDIC. Back with more after this.
I really like...
Northwestern with the basketball after the timeout. Edelman with a ball fake. The defender for Dort College buys it. Edelman drives in with a right hand, lays it up good. Dort College trails 46-35, and now we've got a foul called on the sideline against Northwestern. Dort College maintains possession of the basketball, trailing by 11, 46-35. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Ashley Williams. Dort College has gotten 2 points off of the bench today. They have not gotten much output from Robin Blunt, and that's been your constant this season. Robin Blunt averaging about 8 points per ballgame. Cassidy Bredevoet drives right hand, layup good. She's got 10 points, and the defenders trail 46-37. Northwestern with a lead, trying to reestablish a double-digit difference. Pass goes left side over to Larson. Larson back out front. It comes to O'Neill. O'Neill right side to Whitney Vandermonten. They feed it underneath. Shot no good in the lane. Rebound controlled by Abby Chapman. Chapman had 8 points in the first half. She started the second half with a three. She's got 11, but she's been held scoreless since. Dort College trailing by nine. Bredevoet puts it on the floor at the free throw line. Turns, fires it back out to Williams. Williams left side to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Doesn't stop. Puts it up. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. She's got six. Defenders trail 46-39, so the defenders back to within seven. Dort College basketball, right side with it is Vandermonten. Vandermonten left wing over to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill passes right side and gets the return pass now. Kim Cruz puts it on the deck, and she is fouled on the play. O'Neill gets fouled by Kim Cruz. 6:51 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College trails Northwestern 46-39. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. A pair of free throws for Northwestern and Paige O'Neill. She now has 11 points. Back the other way, Dort College gets the ball into the paint. And the defenders trail 48-41. On the bucket, down low by Kim Cruz. Cruz has eight. Northwestern answers back with an Edelman jumper. She's got 10 in the second half, 19 for the ballgame. Dort College trails 50-41. 6:15 left to play. Lob pass inside Bredevoet. Bredevoet kick out Chapman. Chapman drives baseline. Chapman puts it up as short arms and no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern and O'Neill. O'Neill passes to Edelman. Edelman with the right hand, too strong, no good. Rebound is tipped out long. Northwestern maintains possession of it. O'Neill, left side, Edelman. Edelman feeds it down low for Gazelle. Gazelle, right side. And Gazelle, not the return pass, but a foul called against Katie Kuiper. Foul called on the Katie Kuiper drive. The foul's going to go against Dort College. Foul called on Ashley Williams with 5:49 remaining. Northwestern with a 50-41 advantage. Clock becoming an ally for Northwestern. Edelman, jumper from the right baseline is good. Edelman with 21. Far and away the offensive leader for Northwestern this evening and for the season, averaging 22.6 points per game. Blunt to Chapman. Chapman right baseline. Chapman comes back over to Blunt. Blunt to Chapman. Chapman three, answering yes. Three-point basket for Abby Chapman, her fourth three-pointer of the night. She has 14, and the defenders trail 52-44. Northwestern with the basketball. They look down low for Gazelle. Gazelle gives it up, Manaman. Manaman right side. Comes back to Gazelle. Gazelle at the top of the key, and we've got a foul called against Northwestern on the offensive end. Karen Edelman called for a push-off. Her second of the ball game. And the defenders trail 52-44. Indoor College still not out of this one. They've got a chance if they convert. Newman with the basketball. 5 minutes remaining in the contest. Conversions and stops right now at a premium for the defenders, trailing by eight with under 5 minutes to go. Engbers with the basketball gives it up. Holst. Holst back out front. Cruz. Cruz. Right side, Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Puts it on the floor. She drives the lane. Has it blocked away by Claudia Larson. And Kim Cruz will throw the ball in. No, it'll be Abby Chapman throwing it in left side of the lane. Chapman to trigger it. Gets it into Newman. Newman fires it with the right hand over her shoulder. No good. Gone controlled by Northwestern. Red Raiders coming back the other way. Katie Kuiper, and Kuiper throws it away. Had a player open on the right side. That was Vandermont, and led her a little too far. And the North College defenders get the basketball back with 4:33 left to go in this game, and it's still an 8-point difference. With the basketball is Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Chapman. Chapman near midcourt. Now Cruz takes it across right up the middle. Passes to Newman. Newman to Engbers. Engbers declines on the three-point shot. Instead comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman right jumper. Three-pointer no good. Rebound taken away by Hulse. Hulse back to Chapman. Chapman back to Engbers. Engbers, Chapman. Chapman sets, fires three. Yes! 9 second-half points for Chapman. 17 for the ball game, and the North College defenders back to within 5, 52-47. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 4 minutes left to go in the contest. Northwestern 52, North College 47. Northwestern with the basketball. Karen Edelman with it on the right wing. She gives it off to O'Neill. O'Neill into the lane. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Kuiper missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Dort College's Micah Holst. Holst to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball out front. Kim has it in between the circles. Cruz has the lane to the basket. Cut off. Throws it out for Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Chapman back over to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Back to Chapman. Chapman tries to feed Holst, and it's taken away by Northwestern. Out in front of the pack is O'Neill, and O'Neill is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul's going to go on Newman. And for Emily Newman, that is foul number one. 3:16 remaining in this contest. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Inglen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000, and by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support, Dort College Athletics, to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Second free throw's off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Vredevoet, and it's still a 5-point ball game. Dort College hanging around, giving themselves a chance. If you convert here, it gets interesting. 3:07 remaining. Dort College down five. They can make it a single possession ball game here with a made field goal. Newman with the basketball. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Engbers on the wing. Back to Chapman. Chapman had a three. Decides against it. Now puts it on the floor. Driving the lane. Nothing there. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz draws the double team. Puts it up, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on Kim Cruz as she took it into the lane. And now the Northwestern Red Raiders will have the basketball and a chance to work the clock a little bit and a chance to get a shot and extend the 7-point lead. Northwestern basketball, Paige O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill passes it right side to Morgan Vandersloot. Vandersloot, they feed it down low. With it is Gazelle. Gazelle kick out O'Neill. O'Neill fires it off of the glass. No good. She drew the foul, though, on Kim Cruz. And Cruz has just picked up her second personal foul with 2:30 remaining in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Northwestern leaving the door open for Dort College on another missed free throw by Paige O'Neill. That is three free throws in a row missed by Northwestern. And make it four in a row as the ball tipped out comes to Abby Chapman. Chapman to Cruz, still time for the defenders. 2:20 and counting. Kim Cruz with the basketball in between the circles. She passes over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball to Vredevoet. Vredevoet hard with the right hand, and she is fouled on the play. And Cassidy Vredevoet will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. For Dort College and Northwestern, this is the 23rd meeting of these two teams in GPAC play. Vredevoet misses the front end of the 1-1. Beg your pardon, this is the 27th meeting of these two teams in GPAC play. All of them thus far have gone to Northwestern. Dort College trying to pull the minor upset. But Northwestern's in the driver's seat after Vredevoet misses the free throw that could have cut it down to a three-point ball game with a pair. O'Neill down to the baseline, cut off by Cruz, leans in, her shot is good. O'Neill creating some space with her right shoulder, then gets the shot to go. Kim Cruz back the other way, bowls her way into the lane, her shot is good. Kim Cruz with 10 points. Dort College trails by five again, 54-49, 1:30 left to go in the game. Paige O'Neill with the basketball. Northwestern has four timeouts remaining. Dort College has two. Northwestern has the basketball. Left side pass to Vandermotten. Vandermotten guarded there by Chapman. Both teams are in the bonus. 12 to shoot for the Red Raiders. They get it back to Edelman. Edelman with a team-high 21 points thus far. Comes back to O'Neill. O'Neill looking. They feed it to the cutter, Vandermotten. Vandermotten baseline jumper. Not good, but a rebound taken by O'Neill. O'Neill gets the offensive rebound to extend the possession, and now Dort College is forced to commit a foul. They got a right baseline shot from Claudia by Arian Gazelle that was off the mark. But then O'Neill raced to the offensive rebound, and she got fouled. She'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1, and she makes the first one. Another one on the way, trying to extend it to a three-possession ball game. Currently a six-point contest, 55-49. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. O'Neill makes both free throws. O'Neill with 15. And we have a timeout on the floor, charged to Northwestern. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a timeout and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Inbounding the basketball will be Chapman. Chapman trying to pass it into Kim Cruz. It's deflected and taken by, and out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. Dort College will inbound again. Throwing it in, Chapman. Chapman throws it towards midcourt. Vredevoet comes up with it, gets it back over to Chapman. 55 seconds and counting. Dort College down seven. They need a bucket of some sort. Cruz will drive in with a left hand, crosses over to the right. O'Neill strips her, but O'Neill is called for the personal foul on the way up. This will be a two-shot situation here for Kim Cruz. Cruz with 10 points. Abby Chapman has a team-high 17. Edelman has a game-high 21 for Northwestern. First free throw for Cruz is through. She's 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Another free throw on the way for Kim Cruz. Cruz, a 61% free throw shooter. This one is up, and she missed it. Bredevoet races in, though, to tie it up. And it's a jump ball, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets a free throw. Best case scenario, they get an offensive rebound. They can turn this into a 3 or 4 point possession. Inbounding the basketball will be Chapman with 46.1 seconds remaining. They throw it in over the top. They find Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball underneath Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the left hand. Good. Cassidy Bredevoet with a 2 point basket. Dort College uses a timeout. They have one remaining. Dort College trails 56-52, and now it becomes a matter of executing down the stretch for Dort College. They're going to go for a steal, and if they don't get a steal, my guess would be they will foul. For Northwestern, it comes down to trying to make free throws and put the game away. Dort College uses the timeout. They have one remaining. Here's your game reset. Northwestern 56, Dort College 52. 40.5 seconds left to go in the contest. Northwestern 19 fouls, so Dort College will be in the double bonus from here on out. Dort College with 18 fouls. They will send Northwestern to the free throw line for a 1-1 on the next foul situation. No one on the floor with more than 3 fouls. Northwestern has 2 with 3. They are O'Neill and Vandermonten for Dort College. They have one player with 3. That's Kim Cruz. Northwestern to inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Throwing it in will be Manaman. Manaman for the home run over the top for Edelman. And Edelman is fouled on the play. Newman commits the foul to prevent the easy lay-in for Edelman. And Edelman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as Northwestern threw the long ball over the top going for the home run. And now Edelman will shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is good. This is the key one to make it a six-point ball game and force Dort College into a situation where they've got to make a couple of threes. Right now it's a five-point difference. Edelman's free throw is up. That one's good. It's a six-point ball game again, 58-52. Well, Dort College running out of time. Let's see if they go for a two or a three here. Cruz out front. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman, three, block. Rebound, Edelman. Edelman with the basketball. Edelman in the backcourt. Gets it away to Vandermonten. Vandermonten across the timeline to Kuiper, and Kuiper is fouled on the play by Ingbers. Chapman got an open look at a three, but closing out quickly was Edelman. And now the free throws for Katie Kuiper to seal it for Northwestern. 23.3 seconds left. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She can make it an 8-point ball game, and with 23.3 seconds remaining, the math gets pretty tough to work out. Misses the free throw. It's a 7-point ball game, 59-52. Cruz racing the other way, looking for a quick two. Shot no good, and gets the best case. Well, the best case scenario would be the shot goes and she gets a free throw. Instead, she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She can cut it down to a 5-point ball game, but precious seconds ticked off of the clock on that play. It's now 15.9 seconds remaining. Cruz, first free throw, no good. Another free throw coming. 59-52, our score. So a 7-point ball game. Free throw by Cruz is up and through. She makes one of two. Cruz now with 12 points. Steal by Cruz on the ensuing play, but she steps on the baseline out of bounds. It will be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with the basketball, and there's a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Northwestern. They've still got two to burn. Back with more after this. 59-53, Northwestern in front by 6, 15.2 seconds remaining in regulation. Northwestern with the basketball in the driver's seat. Northwestern inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded to O'Neill. O'Neill with the ball at midcourt. She is fouled on the play. Newman's going to commit the foul. It's either going to be on Newman or Hulst. And it appears they will give it to Michael Hulst. Hulst whistled for her second personal with 12.9 seconds remaining. And Paige O'Neill can all but seal it here with a couple of free throws. One will probably do the job. Free throw up, free throw good. So O'Neill puts the short puts free throw in. Northwestern is going to survive the upset scare by the Dort College defenders. 60-53 our score. 61-53 as O'Neill makes both free throws. Defenders did a lot of things right tonight, gave themselves some chances, but in the end, unable to get enough field goal attempts down the stretch. Chapman puts it up, blocked, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Northwestern 61, Dort College 53. Wireless World post-game wrap comes up in just a few minutes. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Women's College Basketball, the final. Northwestern 61, Dort College 53.
This is...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders challenge, but in the end come up short to Northwestern tonight by a final score of 61-53. In women's conference basketball play, Dort College trailed 24-22 at halftime after leading briefly at 20-18. In the second half, Dort College took a brief 27-24 lead on an Abby Chapman three-point basket. Northwestern came back with five unanswered to make it 31-27. We were tied again at 31-31, and then Northwestern put together back-to-back buckets to make it 35-31, extended the lead to as many as 11 at 46-45. And they were up 52-41. Dort College had its chances, getting the lead down to four at 56-52. Northwestern makes enough free throws at the end, though, to win at 61-53. Dort College led unofficially by Abby Chapman, 17 points. Karen Edelman led all players unofficially with 23. Let's take another timeout and be back with a rundown of all the scoring from today's ball game and the stats, along with Coach Craig Steensma on the Wireless World postgame wrap right
for
after
the latest.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders on the losing end of a 61-53 decision to Northwestern. Coach Craig Steensma joins me before we get to the numbers. Coach, your team did a lot of things right. You did a lot of things that you wanted to in your game plan. In the end, a few possessions you'd like back, obviously, to make some of those shots in the lane. But otherwise, your team did a lot of things well.
Yeah, you hit on it pretty well. We had so many good shots in the lane that didn't go, you know, and those are, we needed those to go to, you know, stay two up or even or whatever, but, you know, we battled, we did. The young ladies followed the game plan very, very well. I mean, they just did everything we wanted to do, and, you know, we played pretty well, and it's a product of two good days of practice. You know, you just wish you could have a couple of those possessions back. Abby had a wide open look and kind of had to adjust the ball in her hands, and Edelman got a piece of it. You know, Abby was that was a pretty good set. We had a chance to make the shot there, but yeah, just a loss, still a loss.
20 of 58 from the floor, 5 of 11 on threes, 22 turnovers. You cut your turnovers down dramatically in the second half. I think you were at 15 at halftime. You cut it down to 7 in the second half. That gave you a chance.
Yeah, we played with much better flow in the second half, I felt like. And, you know, they got comfortable, and we got in a rhythm offensively a little bit. I thought Cassidy played pretty well. You know, I thought Micah really battled inside and was able to shut down them on the inside. And have to give a lot of credit to 14, you know, for them. Edelman was very good. She made shots down the stretch when to extend their lead or to, you know, increase the lead from 4 to 6. And she made a couple tough shots late in the shot clock, too. But, you know, I think Emily Newman defended her very, very well. Robin Blunt defended her very, very well. She is a good player. She's just a very good player.
One other thing that I noticed, and I hate to bring it up because it is more of a negative, you didn't get the bench points that you've been getting in the past. And that's a credit to those players that we've become used to you getting 12, 14, 16 points as a group from the bench. Today that wasn't there.
No, you know, those bench points, if we get those, we probably win. We probably get a win. And we've always had a couple people, two or three people. You know, Robin is very capable, and Ashley Williams is very capable. Shea, you know, did well when she went in there. So we need our bench to produce in the double figures. You know, it's going to be tough if you're in the 50s. If we can get in the 60s or 70s, I think, you know, we have a much better chance, obviously.
Doan College on Saturday, and the best part about that is it's about time to get back to the DeWitt for a home conference game on a Saturday, and you finally get that chance on Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be nice to be at home, Mike. You know, it's you know, you travel a lot during the year, and it's fun. You know, the young ladies have great attitudes, a lot of fun, but you know, it's nothing better than to be at home on Saturday. And our schedule's actually that we are at home every Saturday till the last game of the season now, with one bye week. So it's really nice for you and I to have some weekends where we get to play in the DeWitt.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. I don't have much more to add about this one other than a great effort by your team. And you drop the game plan. All you can ask is your players to execute that game plan. There are nights where the shots fall. We've watched enough basketball and been involved in with enough things that sometimes you can do everything right, but the end result, and tonight just felt like that.
Yep, you're exactly right, Mike. Thank you very much.
That's Coach Craig Steensman. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 20 of 58 from the floor, 34.5%, 5 for 11 on threes, 45.5%, 8 of 11 on free throws, 72.7%. If you had one thing that you would like for Dort College, it might have been a few more free throw attempts and just a couple more made field goals. Dort College owns the rebounding advantage, 42-34. Turnovers for College, 22, 7 in the second half. Northwestern, 13 turnovers. Northwestern, 22 of 55 from the floor, 40%, 1 of 11 on threes for 9.1%, 16 of 24 on free throws, 66.7%. Leaders for Dort College, Abby Chapman, 17, 12 each for Cassidy Vredevoet and Kim Cruz. 6 for Micah Hulse, 4 for Emily Newman, and 2 for Shady Yeager for Dort College's total of 53 points. For Northwestern, Karen Edelman, 23 points, 10 of 21 from the floor. Paige O'Neill, 17 points. She was 5 of 15. 7 points for Morgan Vandersloot, 5 for Renee Manneman, 5 for Katie Kuiper, and 4 for Claudia Larson. For Northwestern's total of 61. Michael Hulst had 12 rebounds for the defenders, 4 offensive and 8 defensive. She also had a block shot and a steal. Kim Cruz and Emily Newman with 6 rebounds each. Abby Chapman with 5. Cassidy Vredevoet with 5. For Northwestern on the glass, Renee Manneman with 6. 5 for Paige O'Neill. 4 for Karen Edelman. 3 for Morgan Vandersloot. 3 for Katie Kuiper. And 6 for Claudia Larson, as she comes in off of the bench for those 6 rebounds. 2 assists each for O'Neill, Edelman, and Manneman, and another 2 for Kuiper. 3 steals for Edelman. Northwestern forced 9 turnovers via steal. Dort College had 7 steals as a team, led by Vredevoet and Blunt with 2 steals each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That is the Wireless World Wrap. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the men's matchup right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. It's supposed to-